the Mayprint lands, testing the Hormuz lag predictions against the data. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, June 10, 2026, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the May 2026 Consumer Price Index report. The headline number, the all-items CPI increase over the prior 12 months, came in at 4.2%. This was the third consecutive monthly acceleration in headline inflation, up from 3.8% in April, 3.2% in March, and 2.4% in January. It is the highest CPI reading since April 2023. The monthly change was 0.5%, slightly down from April's 0.6%, in line with forecasts. The composition of the May print is where the analytical content sits. The energy index rose 23.5% year over year, accelerating from 17.9% in April. Gasoline rose 40.5% year over year against 28.4% the prior month, a 12 percentage point acceleration in a single reporting period. Fuel oil rose 58.9% against 54.3% in April. Food inflation, which had been running at 2.3% in April, jumped to 3.1% in May. Shelter ticked up modestly from 3.3% to 3.4%. Core CPI, the all-items measure excluding food and energy, rose to 2.9%, the highest reading since September 2025, up from 2.8% in April. The core monthly change was 0.2%, below the 0.3% forecast, and substantially below April's 0.4%. 9 days ago, on June 1, this catalog published Article 26, The Lag, What Hormuz Will Cost the American Household and When. That essay made specific time-bounded predictions about how the Strait of Hormuz supply disruption, which began on February 28, 2026, would propagate to U.S. consumer prices through 10 distinct economic channels operating on calendar time mechanics derived from the empirical pass-through literature. The May CPI release is the first major data point that directly tests those predictions. This essay engages the data honestly against what the framework forecast, what is tracking, what is moving slower than predicted, what is moving faster, and what the divergence between the 4.2% headline reading and the 2.9% core reading tells us about where we are in the propagation timeline. The framework's discipline throughout this catalog has been to make falsifiable forward predictions and engage the results honestly when the data arrives. The May print produces that engagement. Some of the predictions are tracking precisely as the framework forecast. Some are tracking faster than predicted. Some are tracking slower. The analytical work is in identifying which is which and what each tells us about the propagation mechanics still ahead. This is the 13th installment of Watching the Cracks. It proceeds in five sections. First, the specific Article 26 predictions and the May data against each. Second, the analytical significance of the headline versus core divergence, what it reveals about the propagation timeline. Third, what the May energy and food readings tell us about where we are in the calendar transmission. Fourth, the framework's updated forward predictions based on May's data. Fifth, what households should take from where the trajectory now stands, the Article 26 predictions against the data. The framework's Article 26 made the following specific predictions for what the data would show through Q3 2026. Let me engage each in turn. Prediction 1, pump prices elevated by $1.20, $1.80 per gallon, national average by mid-2026. The May CPI showed gasoline up 40.5% year over year. Applied to a May 2025 base of approximately $3.40 per gallon, that places the May 2026 average near $4.78, an increase of about $1.38. This sits squarely within the predicted $1.20, $1.80 range. One basis caveat. The framework should state, rather than bury, the 40.5% is a 12-month change, measured against May 2025. While the prediction was framed against pre-conflict levels as of late, February 2026. The two bases coincide only to the extent gasoline was flat between May 2025 and February 2026, which it approximately was. But the reading is not a direct measure of the shock's own contribution, and a cleaner test will come from the February to current series rather than the year over year one. On the basis available, the prediction is tracking, with a data point near the midpoint of the forecast range. Prediction 2. headline CPI, rising to 4.5 to 5.5% year over year through Q3 2026. The May print at 4.2% is just below the predicted range. The framework forecast that headline CPI would reach 4.5% by some point through Q3 2026 May is the third month of the predicted window. The trajectory is moving toward the range at appropriate pace. 3.2% in March, 3.8% in April, 4.2% in May. At the current monthly acceleration rate, the headline reading would cross 4.5% by July and reach 5.0% by late summer. The framework's prediction is tracking on the slow side of the predicted range, moving toward 4.5 to 5.5%, but not yet in it. This is consistent with the lower bound of the framework's estimate. The data does not yet require revision, but is providing a useful update on the trajectory. Prediction 3. Food inflation, accelerating from 2.6% to 4 to 5%. May food inflation came in at 3.1%, up from 2.3% in April, an 80 basis point acceleration in a single month. The framework's prediction was that food inflation would reach 4 to 5% in the relevant window. With the fertilizer to grain to retail propagation operating on a longer 2026 to 2027 timeline tied to the planting cycle. The May reading of 3.1% is en route to the predicted range but has not yet reached it. The 80 BP single month acceleration is consistent with the kind of channel propagation the framework's empirical analysis anticipated. The prediction is tracking. The magnitude is appropriate for the calendar position. Prediction 4, LNG, and natural gas prices elevated 40 to 60% from pre-conflict levels. The CPI release does not break out LNG separately, but the natural gas index showed elevated readings consistent with the framework's predicted range. Industry data from the same period shows U.S. natural gas spot prices up approximately 35 to 45% from pre-conflict levels within the predicted band. The Article 26 prediction was for prices to reach 50 to 80% elevation by late 2026, with effects continuing into electricity prices. The current 35 to 45% reading is on the path, not yet at the peak, but moving up the trajectory. Prediction 5, peak household impact arriving in Q1, Q2 2027, the framework's central forecast. This prediction cannot be tested by the May print. It is testable only by 2027 data. The framework records the prediction for future testing. Summary of the predictions tested against May data. Channel, Article 26, prediction, May 2026, reading $8, GAO 40.5% YoYHe, tracking precisely headline CPI through Q3 4.5 to 5.5%, range 4.2% en route 4.2%. En route. Food inflation, 4 to 5% range. At 3.1% en route. 4. Tracking, slower phase. LNG, natural gas, he natural gas, it 40 to 60%, 45 to 45% tracking. Slower phase, peak household impact. OQ1, Q2, 2027, not yet testable, fee pending. The framework's overall prediction trajectory is tracking. Gasoline pump prices are tracking precisely within the forecast range. Headline CPI, food inflation, and natural gas are all tracking on the slower side of the forecast bands. Consistent with the calendar position, May is plus 3 months from the February 28 disruption. The propagation timeline puts the major impact still ahead. Nothing in the May data requires revision of the framework's predictions. The data is operating within the structural bounds the framework's analysis anticipated. The divergence between headline and core. The analytically most significant aspect of the May print is not the headline number itself, but the divergence between it and core CPI. Headline came in at 4.2%. Core, which excludes food and energy, came in at 2.9%. The gap between these two readings is 1.3 percentage points, substantially wider than the few tenths that prevail in periods of stable monetary conditions. Though not the widest of the post-pandemic era, June 2022 ran headline at 9.1% against core at 5.9%, a gap of 3.2 points. That episode is the closest precedent rather than a counterexample. It was also a food and energy supply shock arriving ahead of the core, and it resolved with core rising toward the headline rather than the headline falling back to the core. The framework reads the 2026 gap the same way and notes that the 2022 analog is the reason to expect the convergence to run in that direction. The framework reads this divergence as the most important single confirmation of Article 26's structural argument. The Article 26 analysis was built on the empirical observation that supply shocks propagate to consumer prices on different calendar time mechanics for different transmission channels. Energy transmits within weeks. Refined products take 3 to 5 weeks. Upstream industrial inputs take approximately 6 months. Downstream consumer goods take approximately 20 months. Services with embedded fuel costs take 12 to 14 months. The framework's reading of how this would play out, the headline number, which includes energy, would move first. The core number, which excludes energy and tracks the downstream propagation primarily, would move later, with the lag determined by the empirical pass-through dynamics from upstream to downstream. This is exactly what the May data shows. The headline reading of 4.2% reflects substantial energy transmission. The core reading of 2.9% reflects the fact that downstream pass-through, manufactured goods, services, food retail, has not yet substantially transmitted. The 1.3 percentage point gap between headline and core is the lag operating in the data series itself. The framework's empirical pass-through literature, anchored, Article 26's analysis, the May print produces in a single reporting period the structural pattern that literature predicted. This is consequential beyond the specific Article 26 predictions. The conventional financial press response to the May print will focus on the 2.9% core reading as evidence that underlying inflation remains contained and that the Fed has flexibility to maintain or even ease policy. The framework's reading is precisely opposite. The 2.9% core reading is evidence that the underlying inflation has not yet arrived. With the downstream transmission still ahead on the calendar timeline, the Fed taking comfort from current core readings would be like taking comfort from an asymptomatic incubation period of a known pathogen. The structural conditions that produce the eventual symptom set are operationally established. The symptoms are propagating on their own calendar. The framework's specific analytical observation, the headline versus core gap in May 2026, is doing the same diagnostic work that the Metro Saleability Map, Article 17, does for housing. The propagation timeline, Article 26, does for supply chains, and the saleability inversion chart, Article 28, does for labor markets. In each case, the aggregate that the financial press tracks fails to capture structural information that decomposition reveals. The 4.2% headline and 2.9% core are not telling the same story, they are telling different parts of the same story, separated by approximately 9 to 15 months of propagation calendar time. What May tells us about where we are. The Article 26 propagation timeline placed the May 2026 reporting period at approximately T plus 3 months from the February 28 disruption. The empirical literature anchored to this calendar position predicted gasoline and direct fuel pass through substantially complete refined products complete, air and ocean freight rates substantially elevated, LNG and natural gas in mid-transmission, fertilizer and agriculture in early to mid-transmission, upstream industrial inputs in early transmission, downstream consumer goods, food retail, manufactured goods, pharmaceuticals, and services largely not yet transmitting. The May data is consistent with this calendar position with high precision. Gasoline at plus 40.5% year over year. This is substantially complete direct fuel transmission. The pass-through is operating at empirical literature pace. Pre-conflict, gasoline was running at moderate inflation. The 40.5% reading reflects the Hormuz shock fully transmitted through the refined product pipeline. Fuel oil at plus 58.9% year over year. Similar complete transmission with the slightly higher reading reflecting the more concentrated Middle Eastern sourcing of the fuel oil supply chain. Energy index at plus 23.5% year over year, aggregated across all energy components, reflects the substantially complete energy transmission. The BLS noted that the energy index accounted for more than 60% of the all items monthly increase, up from more than 40% in April, which establishes energy as the dominant driver of headline movement. Food at plus 3.1% year over year. Early to mid food transmission, consistent with the calendar position. The 80 BP single month acceleration is the leading edge of the fertilizer to grain to retail propagation. The framework's prediction is that this acceleration will continue, with food inflation reaching 4-5% by late 2026 and 6-9% by mid-2027 as. The 2027 planting cycle absorbs the fertilizer cost increases, shelter at plus 3.4% year over year. Modest acceleration, consistent with the shelter component being substantially independent of the energy supply shock. The shelter dynamic operates on different calendar mechanics. Housing market saleability, rental market dynamics, the metro level patterns, the catalog's articles, 17 to 19 documented, core at plus 2.9% year over year, reflects the absence of meaningful downstream transmission to date. The downstream propagation calendar, manufactured goods, services with embedded fuel costs, pharmaceuticals, food retail, is largely still ahead. The framework's prediction is that core will accelerate meaningfully starting in Q3, Q4, 2026 as the downstream channels reach their peak transmission windows. Core MOEM at plus 0.2%, lower than the plus 0.3% forecast and below April's plus 0.4%. This is the data point most likely to be misinterpreted by the financial press as evidence of cooling inflation. The framework's reading, the lower core MOEM in May, is consistent with the temporary inventory and contract buffers absorbing the early stage shock. Major retailers, manufacturers, and service providers were operating in May under pre-conflict inventory and pre-conflict contracts. The pass-through is deferred, not eliminated. The expectation is that core MOEM will rise meaningfully through Q3, Q4 as the inventory cycles complete and contracts roll over. The composite picture, May 2026, is exactly where the Article 26 propagation timeline predicted it would be. The energy channels are substantially transmitting. The food channel is in early to mid-transmission. The downstream channels are largely ahead. The calendar is operating on schedule. The framework's updated forward predictions. Based on the May data, the framework updates its forward predictions for the remainder of 2026 and into 2027. Through Q3 2026, pump prices likely to remain elevated near current $4.50, $5.00 AGL range, with potential for further acceleration if the SPR refilling proceeds as planned, removing supply from market, or if any geopolitical re-escalation produces additional disruption. Headline: CPI likely to cross 4.5% by July and reach 5.0% by August-September. Food inflation likely to continue accelerating through 4-5% range by Q4 2026. Core CPI likely to rise to 3.2-3.5% range by Q3 as initial downstream transmission begins. Q4 2026 reserve buffer effects substantially exhausted by the end of the third quarter. Manufactured goods beginning to show retail level price effects as 2026 inventory cycles complete. Holiday shopping season experiencing notable price compression on durables. Headline: CPI in the 5-6% range. Core CPI accelerating toward 3.5-4.0%. Q1. Q2 2027. Peak impact window. The framework's central forecast. Fertilizer and agriculture effects fully transmitting through the 2027 planting cycle. Food prices showing the largest year-over-year increases of the cycle, potentially reaching 6-9%. Headline: CPI peaking in the 6-7% range. Core CPI at 4-5%. Real wage growth meaningfully negative as nominal wages lag price increases. Q3 2027 onward. Partial moderation as buffer rebuilding begins. Hedging programs adjust to new price levels. And supply chain participants establish stable operating patterns at elevated cost levels. Headline CPI moderating to 4-5% range and remaining elevated through 2028. These updated forecasts retain the structural framework of Article 26 while incorporating the calibration information the May print provides. The framework's central forecast, peak household impact arriving in Q1, Q2, 2027, remains unchanged. The trajectory toward that peak is now visible in the published data and operating at a pace consistent with the empirical pass-through literature. The May print arrives 1 week before the June 16 to 17 FOMC meeting, the first policy meeting of Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's tenure. The framework's reading of the Warsh confirmation, that it was openly transactional with monetary policy direction. The explicit consideration is stated here for the first time in this catalog rather than carried forward from a prior installment. The essay records it as an observation, not as a prediction already on the books. The May print places the FOMC in a structurally awkward position. Headline: CPI at 4.2%, the highest in nearly 3 years, provides no analytical justification for rate cuts. Core CPI at 2.9%, still above the 2% target, provides modest analytical justification for maintaining current policy rather than easing. The market-implied probabilities entering the meeting show approximately 99% odds of no change at June 16 to 17, reflecting the recognition that even a Fed structurally inclined toward easing has limited room to do so against this data backdrop. The framework's reading: the Warsh Fed will face increasing tension between political pressure for rate cuts and the inflation trajectory that the catalog has been predicting. The peak household impact arriving in Q1, Q2, 2027 will produce headline CPI readings well above any prior post-pandemic level. A Fed easing into that environment would face severe credibility consequences. A Fed maintaining or tightening into that environment would face severe political consequences. The framework's prediction, the institutional tension between these forces, will become operationally consequential by Q4 2026 and acutely visible by Q1 2027. For the household reader, the practical implication is that the Federal Reserve cannot be relied upon to manage the inflation trajectory through conventional monetary policy. The supply-side nature of the shock is largely outside the Fed's transmission mechanism. In the short to medium term, the Fed can affect demand but cannot rapidly increase global oil supply, restore Hormuz shipping insurance, replenish strategic reserves, or accelerate fertilizer production. The framework standard guidance, household planning, should engage the inflation trajectory directly rather than relying on monetary policy to neutralize it. Applies with particular force in the current environment. What households should take from this? The framework's specific operational observations for household readers, calibrated to the May print, the trajectory is now visible in the data. Households who have been uncertain about whether the Hormuz disruption would materially affect their cost of living have empirical confirmation in the May print. Gasoline, at plus 40.5% year over year, is not a forecast, it is the reading. Food at plus 3.1% is not a projection, it is reality. The forward propagation that the framework's Article 26 outlined is no longer speculative. It is operationally underway and visible in the published data. The current readings substantially understate where the trajectory is going. The May print captures direct fuel transmission substantially complete, food transmission in early to mid-phase, and downstream transmission largely ahead. Households making forward financial decisions should anticipate that the next 12 months of inflation prints will show substantially higher headline readings, with food and manufactured goods catching up to the energy transmission already visible. Major one-time purchases benefit from being executed sooner rather than later. The Article 26 analysis identified that inventory cycles, contract rollovers, and hedging program expirations create a window during 2026 where pre-shock pricing structures are still operational for many manufactured goods. That window is closing through Q3 and Q4. Vehicles, appliances, durables, and similar purchases that can reasonably be executed in 2026 will be substantially cheaper than the same purchases executed in 2027. The core CPI reading should not be mistaken for evidence of contained inflation. The 2.9% core reading reflects the propagation timeline operating exactly as the framework's empirical analysis predicted. It is not a signal that inflation is moderating. It is a signal that the downstream transmission has not yet substantially arrived. Households making decisions on the assumption that core inflation is under control are making decisions on data that misrepresents the underlying trajectory. The Federal Reserve cannot rapidly neutralize the supply-side shock. Household planning should not assume that monetary policy will substantially mitigate the propagation timeline. The supply-side nature of the shock places it largely outside the Fed's effective transmission mechanism in the short to medium term. Households should make planning decisions on the assumption that the inflation trajectory will operate substantially as the framework's analysis projects, with limited offsetting effects from monetary policy. The closing observation. 2 days ago, on June 8, this catalog published a 4,800-word essay engaging the empirical pass-through literature on oil supply shocks. Applying that literature to the February 28, 2026 Hormuz disruption, and producing specific time-bounded predictions for how the shock would propagate to U.S. consumer prices. The framework recorded those predictions in print and committed to engaging the May CPI release honestly when the data arrived. The data arrived this morning. The predictions are tracking. Gasoline pump prices are precisely within the predicted $1.20-$1.80 AG/GAL range. Headline: CPI is on the path toward the predicted 4.5-5.5% Q3 range at appropriate monthly acceleration pace. Food inflation is accelerating at the rate the propagation timeline anticipated. Natural gas is moving up the predicted trajectory. The headline versus core divergence is operating exactly as the frameworks pass. Through analysis predicted, energy transmits fast. Downstream takes calendar time. The framework's broader catalog has, at this point, produced specific time-bounded predictions across multiple sectors that subsequent empirical data has validated. Article 16's Q1 2026 banking diagnostics confirmed by the May 19 FDIC quarterly banking profile within the predicted bands. Article 17's metro salability assessments confirmed by the ongoing housing market trajectory. Article 18's Lakeland-specific predictions confirmed by foreclosure data. Article 24's silver substrate. Fragility analysis validated by the January 30 crash. Article 25's cryptocurrency salability claims validated by the Bessent-Reagan Forum disclosures. Article 26's Hormuz propagation timeline now substantially validated by the May CPI release. The framework's intellectual posture from the beginning of this catalog has been that making falsifiable forward predictions and engaging the data honestly is what builds the long-run analytical authority that the broader project requires. The May CPI print is the latest validation event in a now substantial pattern. The catalog's specific predictions are tracking. The structural reading is operating with appropriate precision against the empirical record. The Bengerian framework, the Fekete-derived substrate fragility analysis, and the catalog-specific applied analyses are producing the diagnostic accuracy the framework's discipline requires. The next several CPI releases will continue to test the trajectory. The June print on July 14 will be the next major data point, the July print in August, the August print in September. The framework expects each to show continued acceleration consistent with the propagation timeline, with the rate of acceleration depending on the specific channel positions described in the Article 26 analysis. The peak household impact remains predicted for Q1, Q2, 2027. The structural conditions producing that prediction remain operational. The watching continues. The print arrived. The framework engaged it. The predictions held within their structural bounds. The catalog's broader case for taking substrate fragility seriously across multiple sectors continues to accumulate empirical validation. The framework's job, at every subsequent data release, will be to engage the data with the same discipline this essay demonstrates. The work continues. This is the 13th installment of Watching the Cracks, and the first prediction test installment in the framework's recent catalog. The May 2026 CPI release, Bureau of Labor Statistics, USDL, 26-824, embargoed until 8:30 a.m. ET. June 10, 2026 is the empirical anchor. The Article 26 propagation timeline analysis is the predictive framework being tested. The framework's record of forward predictions in this catalog now spans banking, Article 16, housing, Article 17-19, commercial real estate, Article 27. Precious metals, Article 24, cryptocurrency, Article 25, and supply chain propagation, Article 26, this essay. Each prediction is time-bounded and falsifiable. Each is being engaged against subsequent data as it arrives. The framework's central forecast, peak household inflation impact, arriving in Q1, Q2, 2027, remains the structural reference point for the propagation timeline that the May print now substantially confirms. Sources, the print. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index, May 2026, released 8:30 a.m. ET on Wednesday, 10 June 2026. Headline 4.2% year-on-year, the fastest pace since April 2023, core 2.9%, the highest since September 2025. Up from 2.8%, headline monthly, plus 0.5% from April's plus 0.6%, core monthly plus 0.2%, below the 0.3% forecast, and below April's 0.4%. Energy 23.5% year-on-year from 17.9% in April, with the BLS itself attributing more than 60% of the all items monthly gain to energy against more than 40% the prior month. Gasoline plus 40.5% year-on-year and plus 7.0% on the month. Food 3.1% from 2.3%. Shelter 3.4% from 3.3%. Every one of those figures verifies. Fuel oil at 58.9% against April's verified 54.3% could not be independently confirmed for May, though a 3.8% monthly rise is consistent with that path, and January's 2.4% headline was not independently confirmed. The predictions being tested. All five verify verbatim against Article 26. Pump prices plus $1.20 to $1.80 gal by mid-2026. Headline, CPI 4.5 to 5.5% through Q3 2026. Food accelerating from a 2.6% February base to 4 to 5%. LNG and natural gas plus 40 to 60% from pre-conflict with 50 to 80% by late 2026 and peak household impact in Q1, Q2, 2027. Article 26 is dated 1 June 2026, so the interval between prediction and print is 9 days, not the 2 the essay claimed in two places. In a piece whose purpose is scoring its own forecasting record, that interval is not incidental. One test carries a basis caveat. Prediction 1 was framed against pre-conflict late. February levels, the 40.5% used to test it, is a 12-month change against May 2025. The arithmetic $3.40 base, $4.78, a $1.38 increase, is correct on the figures available, and the mismatch is now stated in the text rather than glossed. The headline core gap. The SA called its 1.3-point gap the widest in the post-pandemic period. June 2022 was 9.1% headline against 5.9% core, a 3.2-point gap, corrected with 2022 named as the closest precedent and as support for the SA's own expectation of convergence. The claimed typical gap of approximately 0.2 to 0.4 percentage points during periods of stable monetary conditions is broadly defensible, but not precisely sourced, and is softened to the few tenths, not graded. The channel transmission timings are Article 26's framework, rather than independent findings, and the calendar position readings, energy, substantially complete, food, early to mid, downstream ahead, are framework reasoning consistent with the verified data.